The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Vern Bloyd of KOKX Radio in Keokuk
and Dale Wegner of the Sac City Sun.
The first question will come from KOKX's Vern.
Senator Grassley, the Congress in the recent days have been working on trying to the extension for the unemployment for people that have been jobless for quite a long time. How has that been going?
Well, it's passed the United States Senate, and it's in the House now. And I can't tell you how it's going in the House, but it has passed the Senate.
Could you give us an update on the Veterans Affairs scandal and your thoughts on where it's leading and what should be done?
Well, I've been asked by a lot of journalists like you whether I think the secretary ought to resign. I said I was going to reserve judgment on that until the investigation was done. I think the president, who praised the secretary of doing a good job yesterday, should have waited as well till the investigation's over to make any sort of comment about the adequacy of what the secretary is doing, because right now there's a great deal of question about it. Because I've been concerned about Iowa City, Des Moines, Omaha, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where Iowans get their VA care, I've been concerned about how things are going there. I've asked the Inspector General to investigate. Now, I have no whistleblower information about any of those places not being adequate or doing what went wrong in Phoenix. But I would remind you that 2012, I instituted an investigation based upon whistleblowers giving me information, not necessarily about the quality of care, but morale, which can affect quality, that there were things wrong in Iowa City. The Inspector General investigated. The Inspector General made recommendations. The administration at Iowa City said that they were going to follow those recommendations. And as far as I know, they have been followed, and I haven't heard any complaints since. I'll finish with one other thing. Since things have been exposed in Phoenix and nine other states, I've had individual veterans, not whistleblowers, but individual veterans who have had some concerns about quality of care that they've received or something they know about somebody else. But and of course, those, we take those very seriously. But at this point, I don't think I go beyond the letter I sent to the VA for the Inspector General to do some investigating.
Have you been updated at all on the U.S.'s involvement in the search for the Nigerian schoolgirls that were kidnapped?
No. I have not been. Well, there hasn't been really any updates on that particular issue at this point, in the sense of where you get recommendations or updates from members of the cabinet. Like, for instance, we did a week ago on Ukraine as an example.
I was talking about some of the things that were going on with wind. You had a update on that yet, on some of the things that involving jobs in Iowa?
Yeah. Well, and a lot of jobs right there in your county. I think about 500-700 jobs, and maybe more, that can be created if we get this wind energy tax credit reauthorized. It expired December 31st. I'm the author of the wind energy tax credit, and so I'm very interested in getting it continued. It's part of 53 other tax provisions that have sunset as of last December 31st. We want to get them all done at the same time. Just to show you, I think we're in a pretty strong position on wind, is that Senator from Pennsylvania tried to strike it out in committee. I argued against doing that. We had a vote of 18-6 to keep it in the package. So I think if he tries to do the same thing when it comes up on the floor of the United States Senate, then we can defeat it there as well. Right now, what we're trying to do is get Reid to move ahead with what we call the tax extenders bill, which includes a lot of green energy type things, including wind, including biodiesel. But right now, we have to wait on Senator Reid.
A little bit of talk about roads and bridges and the crumbling infrastructure. Do you see any movement on increasing a federal gas tax at all?
Probably not this year, but I think that that the tax is going to be increased shortly. The Transportation Committee got out of committee this week a transportation bill. I think it's a four-year transportation bill. I prefer a five-year, but that committee doesn't decide the funding. The Senate Finance Committee that I used to be chairman of and I still serve on is a committee of jurisdiction. I believe that because we're getting close to the summer break and then the election in the fall, that probably what we'll do is have a short-term extension of existing law before we start taking up a brand new four-year bill, because that bill will have to have some financing in it, whether it's a gas tax or tolls or borrowing money or privatizing. All those ideas will be on the table, but none of them been settled on at this point, except I'd have to draw the conclusion that it's probably going to be easier to increase the gas tax than any other method of funding.
Planning on working on the lock and dam system along the Mississippi River. They're going to have any funding at, or are they doing any projects on that?
Yeah, that bill will be the next one. We have two votes this afternoon, and that bill will be the second one up this afternoon. So within a half hour or 45 minutes, that bill will pass the Senate and will go to the President.
Okay. Yesterday, you wrote a letter to Secretary Vilsack regarding the livestock forage disaster program. What are your concerns there, and what do you hope to get accomplished?
The concerns are pretty simple, and the solution ought to be pretty simple, because right now it's retroactive a couple years, and so people can go apply. But people in one county from the Federal Farm Service Agency is getting a different opinion on what the law says than in another county. And so we're basically asking Secretary Vilsack to simply clarify who qualifies, under what conditions they qualify. For instance, does the number of acres that you are going to ask for benefits on include both haying and grazing, or just haying, or just grazing, or the two added together? That's a pretty simple thing. Somebody ought to be able to decide. But until the U.S. Department of Agriculture makes these things clear, and that's what I'm asking Vilsack to do, I'm not sure that, nothing can really move forward. And the reason it needs to move forward is because it's in law, the farm bill just signed by the President, that program is extended. Thank you, Vern and Dale, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.